Hello and welcome back to the She's Plant-Based podcast. If you are new here, my name is Autumn. I'm a holistic health coach and the creator of At She's Plant-Based. I enjoy talking about all things health and wellness, and today's topic, we are going to be talking about how to create your dream life. I love this topic and super excited to be diving into this and sharing what really has helped me get to the place that I want to be at. I used to be someone who played the victim, and I was just so unhappy in my life, and I thought everything was out of my control, and I thought that my past defined me, and I can't move forward, and I just felt really stuck. And it was the minute that I just shifted my mindset, I changed how I showed up in the world, and I didn't care what I had to do to get there. I just made sure that I started moving in a direction that made me really happy, because I was doing things that were not in alignment with me. So I'm going to be sharing just a ton of tips. But before I get into the episode, I've been sharing kind of just some highs and lows, things that have been going on in my life in my solo episodes. So I would say kind of just the biggest high, Alex and I. Alex is my boyfriend. We booked our trip to Mexico a few days ago. I am super excited. We booked the Airbnb and we're going to be there for a month. I feel like both him and I have been really, really craving a trip like this. I haven't traveled out of the country since September, and I'm definitely someone who needs to leave the country at least once a month, that would be a lot. But Mexico is so close and Costa Rica is so close, so it doesn't really feel like a big, big trip. But definitely like very lucky and blessed that I have the freedom to do these things. So, yeah, we'll be there for a month. We're staying at an Airbnb and then we're staying at a hotel. I got a deal with a hotel out in the area that we're staying in, and it's just going to be so nice. We're immersed in nature. The Airbnb is immersed in nature, and same with the hotel. And that's kind of just what I'm craving right now. Just a trip that's going to help cleanse my soul. I feel like I've just been in a little bit of a rut. I've been feeling blocked with my creativity, and I feel like I just need a new environment, a change of pace, change of scenery. Even though the weather's going to be getting better here soon, I feel like I just need to get out of my home. My roommate and I, we've been talking about just even changing up our space. We both have been feeling really uninspired. So yeah, I'm excited for like all the new changes that are going to come. And I feel like that kind of just sets the tone for spring. It's all about new beginnings, getting out of the winter, moving into the spring. We're starting to feel that inspiration and creativity again. So I feel like the shifts that I'm going through are very much in alignment with the season as well. So I'm really excited. But like kind of the biggest low that I've had recently was yesterday. I got pretty sick. I'm pretty sure we got food poisoning from the Thai restaurant that we ate at on Sunday night. It's one of my favorite Thai restaurants, and that's just a bummer, because when it's your favorite spot and you get sick from it, not a vibe. So that's a bummer. And I also had my period. Well, I still have my period, but it was day one yesterday. So day one period combined with food poisoning, my stomach was not good. So I'm feeling better, feeling a little bit more energized. And yeah, so let's jump into today's episode, how to create your dream life. When I was younger, I was jealous of other people. I envied individuals who work for themselves. I envied celebrities. As a little girl, fame seemed glamorous and fun. I remember dreaming of becoming a YouTuber. I thought it was so cool and interesting. Back in 2014, I was deep in my YouTube consumption, and I thought it was so fun, so cool. They got to, you know, live their life and film it, and people followed along. And from a viewer's perspective, it felt like I had friends who had similar interests, and having these YouTubers really helped me during a weird time in my life because I didn't have a lot of friends who were into the same thing that I was in. But I definitely was jealous of the girls that I followed and I looked up to, because it seemed like their life and their friend group and their jobs just seemed so out of reach. At this time, I was stuck living at my parents' house. I started supporting myself financially at the age of 17. I paid for everything in my life, all my college funding. I put myself in college debt. I worked 1 to 3 jobs throughout my college career. I was in school for 6 years. So throughout that time, I was working multiple jobs during certain periods of time. And I just felt so stuck. I was like, how am I going to get out of this? Like, how am I going to become the person that I want to become? It feels so out of reach. And it's funny because people see me now, and I'm sure you see me now, and you're like, well, she's self-employed, she's living in LA, she has this friend group, she's in a relationship. And honestly, I really am living a life that makes me happy and fulfilled. And I know everything sounds really great on paper, and nothing is ever perfect, even though I'm living this life that makes me feel really happy and fulfilled, and I'm so grateful for it. Like, issues still come up, problems are always still going to appear. So just because you are living a life that you want to live does not mean that you're not going to face challenges. But I definitely am very blessed to be living this life because I totally have created it. I played a victim for so long, and I felt so stuck for so long, and I didn't take action for so long and step outside of the box and do something different. I didn't follow a traditional path. Yes, I went to school and I worked and all of that stuff, but at that moment when I chose that I don't want to follow society's rules. I don't want to follow this typical thing. Okay, you work and then you go to college and then you get the normal job. And I was like, that wasn't me. And so it took a lot of power and trust to make that decision that I want to create something on my own, even though I wasn't super clear of what that was, what that meant, what that looked like. And it's still changing. Even though I'm at a really happy place in my life, there's other things that I still want to achieve. And I think that's important. I think that's great to always be growing and evolving and checking in with yourself. So I really went from feeling disempowered to learning how to step in my power and create the life that I want to live. Things didn't happen overnight, but things did change pretty quickly once I started to fully trust myself. So I'm going to go over a few different tips and practices I followed and still follow. So since we just talked about jealousy, let's talk about it. And I just want to note that all these tips, like, they're not in order. I'm just kind of like spitting things out, shooting things out. But use jealousy to your advantage. What is jealousy showing you? Jealousy is showing you what you want. So first, I want you to examine this. Look at who you are jealous of. What do they have? How do they live their life? Now, this is exactly what you want. This is going to show you what you want. Jealousy is part of your shadow, this part of your shadow self. So looking at people is a way of understanding mirroring. What people are reflecting back to you is helping you understand yourself on a deeper level. So use this as motivation. Use what other people have and what you desire and what you are jealous of as a way to motivate you. And I don't care if you think it's impossible. Like, I don't want to hear your excuses. I don't want you to be like, Autumn, it seems so out of reach. It seems so out of touch. It seems so impossible. You telling yourself that is going to block you. I had every reason not to change my life. I had every reason not to change my life. I played the victim. I threw myself a pity party. And I got out of it though. So anything really is possible if you set your mind to it. So this brings up the next tip and topic. You have to shift your mindset. If you are negative, bitter, and complain constantly, you won't get what you want. Complaining is often associated with a negative mindset because it involves focusing on what you don't have or what is wrong with a situation rather than what you do have or what's positive about it. This can create a cycle of negative thinking where you become more and more focused on the negative aspects of your life and overlook the positive ones. If you want to manifest your dream life, you have to change the way that you think. You have to begin to tell yourself that anything you have to begin to tell yourself that anything is possible and you are going to do anything to get there. Switching your mindset is free. That is free. That is a choice. I know it can be challenging for many. We are victims of our circumstances. We complain. We think life isn't fair. And like I said, I too had every reason to complain and think life wasn't fair. But I realized that it's not helping me grow. The complaining, the negative thinking, all of that, the self-sabotaging, it wasn't helping me grow. It wasn't getting me anywhere. So you have to stop yourself and ask yourself, how far is this getting me in my life? Not very far. If you want to grow and become this amazing individual, start thinking like this person. How does the highest version of yourself show up? How does the highest version of yourself think? How does the highest version of yourself act? Tap into that. Tip number 3 is tap into how your dream life feels. We think it is about the physical things, the house, the money, the clothes, the relationship, whatever it is that you want. But dig a little bit deeper. You have to go a little bit deeper. It is a feeling you're chasing. Now look at what you want, and now look at how it makes you feel or how you think it's going to make you feel. When you identify the feeling, you now understand what you truly want in your life. So begin to embody all the feelings now. If you want freedom, do things that make you feel free. If you want joy, do things that bring more joy in your life. If you want peace, do things that make you feel peaceful. When you bring all of these things into your life, you begin to vibrate at that same frequency. You'll manifest your desires much quicker. When I think back to when I wanted to move out, work for myself, and make a certain amount of money, what I was craving was freedom, happiness, flexibility, security, confidence, joy, and gratitude. So I had to begin to tap into this energy. You have to match your vibrational energy to what you desire. So if you want a relationship, money, job, whatever it is, with or without this thing, you have to feel all the love and gratitude in your life. So this brings me to the next tip, tip number 4. The intention that you set is important. There is an intention, but there is an intention behind every single thing that you do, whether you are aware of it or not. So begin to dig a little bit deeper. Why do you do certain things? Is it because you feel like you should or you have to? Or is it because it brings endless amounts of joy and happiness into your life? Do you feel like you should do a specific morning routine because everyone else is doing it? Do you feel like you should do a specific type of movement because someone said it was the best type of movement? Do you feel like you need to be in a relationship because it will prove your worth and value? Do you work multiple jobs because you feel like you should? Have you been taught to work super hard and burn yourself out to be successful? Any sort of idea you have around anything you desire or working towards can be dropped. You can 100% change the story and change the intention behind everything that you do. When you do that, and you set an authentic intention instead of doing things because you feel like you should or you have to, you then become in alignment with yourself. And through this alignment, you will find happiness, joy, and so forth. Do you ever feel like you're doing all of the right things, but nothing is working out? Take a step back and ask yourself, does this truly make you happy? At a soul level, are you satisfied? What is it that your soul is truly craving? When you begin to set an intention that brings joy, love, and happiness in your life, things become really exciting and magical. Tip number 5, take aligned action. It is so important to change your mindset, how you feel, and understand your intention behind everything you do, but you have to follow with action. This is where I see people not following through the most. Begin to set little goals each day. Start with one thing you want to change in your life. It doesn't have to be drastic. I see too many people thinking about the bigger picture and it scares them. My biggest advice is, it is good to, look at the bigger picture. It's going to keep you feeling motivated. However, zone in and ask yourself, what is one thing I can do today that will bring me one step closer to the person I want to become? What is something that I've been avoiding? Now, how can I show up and do it? You have to hold yourself accountable. Put it in your calendar. Put it in your to-do list. The only person holding you back is you. If you find yourself resisting, drop in and figure out why. There's some sort of fear here. We'll talk about reprogramming in a second. I want you to begin to pretend you are your future self. Start acting and talking like her. Dress like her. Do things she would do. How does this version of yourself show up in the world? Does she surround herself with inspiring people? Does she work for herself? Does she live somewhere specific? How does she dress? How does she care for herself? What kind of food does she eat? Begin to get clear on these little details. I suggest meditating on it or journaling. If you feel like nothing is coming up, that is resistance. Allow yourself to feel safe and let whatever flow, flow. Don't overthink it. It really is just an exercise. So remember, if you want to create your dream life, you have to act as if you already have it. Embody this energy. Tip number 6. If you find that there is a big block with whatever you're trying to manifest, chances are there's a subconscious block. I've done a ton of subconscious work over the years, and it's probably one of the biggest things that's helped me manifest my desires. Our subconscious rules 90 to 95% of our life. If you've taken a psychology 101 class, you probably remember this. Remember the iceberg graphic? Our subconscious rules our beliefs, emotions, habits, values, protective reactions, and more. So in this graphic, you can see like the tip of the iceberg. That's around 10%. That's our conscious mind. And then below that, you see the full iceberg. And that's 90 to 95%. That is our subconscious. So let's say you're trying to manifest love, money, a specific job, or whatever else that it is, your conscious mind wants it and knows you are deserving of it. But your subconscious mind believes a different story. There is some sort of fear or lack here. The power is in the subconscious. If the subconscious is not on board, it doesn't matter. All of the power goes in the opposite direction. Every day we are repeating patterns and cycles. Our subconscious mind is reordering and reaffirming those ideas as evidence, even if our conscious mind knows better. You have to rewrite the past. You can do this in several forms. You can write down your story. So do some shadow work around whatever it is you're trying to manifest. I have my journal prompts. I will go ahead and link that in the show notes below, but this is my self-discovery journal. There's a lot of shadow work prompts in there if you don't know where to start with this. So I'll link that down there. If you are kind of just new to this work, I think that will be really helpful. You can also do a visualization meditation. So you can play a traumatic event that has really shocked your system, that has really created a lot of fear and lack around money, relationships, success, whatever that it is that you're trying to manifest. And then what you'll do is you'll replay this in a way that makes you feel safe. So I also have a course all about this. It's called Metamorphosis. I can open it up for a week if you're interested in this work, but basically Metamorphosis is all about creating the life that you want to create. And it's all about transformation. So there's a lot of deep inner work. And with all of my courses, I do some sort of deep inner work like this with my Body Love course, with Metamorphosis, but I'm only going to open up Metamorphosis if you're interested in like the manifestation piece and creating your dream life. So I'll open this up for a week, but I do a lot of this work with my clients, and I think that it's so key and so important. But there's many ways that you can reprogram the subconscious. I recommend even going on a deep dive on Google and watching videos and reading books. Really begin to understand this topic if you are someone that feels really stuck and blocked in their life. This work will really, really help you. But we've already discussed other ways that you can do this in this episode. Changing the way that you think, changing the way that you feel, changing the way that you act. So you have to begin to embody the energy of what it is that you are trying to bring in. I have seen my whole life transform with this work, and it still continues to do so. Whenever I feel blocked in my life, I come back to this. I come back to the practices that I know and that are going to work. So this type of work has changed my life, and this is why I teach this to my clients. It has helped me bring so many things into my life: aligned friendships, aligned job, a loving, healthy, and safe relationship, my apartment, my car, money, opportunities, and so much more. I spent majority of my life feeling blocked, small, powerless, and living in so much lack and fear. I'm grateful for my parents and everything they gave me, but it wasn't always rainbows and butterflies. I had to grow up quickly as a kid and learn how to support myself at a very young age. Even though the independence was great and it helped me in a lot of ways, but it also held me back in a lot of ways. I played the victim, and I thought I had to struggle and work super hard to change my life. And I'm not discrediting all of the hard work I put into myself. I'm super proud of myself for working hard, and it's really shaped my character. I just have this different outlook on life from when I was younger and now. And I really have to credit my spiritual journey and practices, because it's helped me create such a beautiful life. I have seen this work on myself. It has helped my clients' lives transform. It's helped so many of my friends. So I really believe that this stuff is powerful. So what you put in is what you're going to get out. If you half-ass the work, you'll get the same outcome. So I really think that if you are craving just a big change in your life, if you have this great big idea of who it is that you want to become, really begin to step fully in. You have to fully step in and commit to yourself and let yourself know, I trust myself, I believe in myself, and I'm going to do whatever I have to do to get there. So you have to like show up in that mindset, even if you're a little bit delusional and you're like, I don't know how this is all going to pan out and unfold, but like fully trust in the universe and I fully trust in myself. So I'm also going to go ahead and link some books down below in the show notes that have really helped me. I will go ahead and link Metamorphosis down below. I'm also taking new clients and have a very select amount of spots open. I have 3 spots open if you are interested. So I will link the consultation down below. Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. If you enjoyed this, please share this with a friend, share this on your story. That support really, really helps out a lot. And yeah, if you have any feedback or if you have any questions, insight, feel free to DM me. And yeah, I hope you have a great day, and I will talk to you next Tuesday.